This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I was just recently on a garden tour of local gardens in my hometown. They were all lovely, but there was one in particular that really intrigued me, as it was not the usual garden tour fare. It was strictly about vegetables and this man's quest for the best. John's been gardening a long time, and when I stepped into his backyard, I was astounded at the size and beauty of his produce. He took groups on tours of what his secret is. It's all in the soil, or will be. He makes his own biochar. What's that, you say? First, I'll tell you what it's not. It is not ash. Basically, it's organic matter. He uses wood that is burned slowly with a restricted flow of oxygen, and then the fire is stopped when the material reaches the charcoal stage. Unlike tiny tidbits of ash, coarse lumps of charcoal are full of crevices and holes, which help them serve as life rafts to soil microorganisms. The carbon compounds in charcoal form loose chemical bonds with soluble plant materials, so they're not as readily washed away by rain and irrigation. Biochar alone, added to poor soil, has little benefit to plants, but when used in combination with compost and organic fertilizers, it can dramatically improve plant growth while helping retain nutrients in the soil. I have pictures of John's garden on gardenbite.com. One method of making biochar is to pile up woody debris in a shallow pit in a garden bed. Burn the brush until the smoke thins. Damp down the fire with a 1-inch soil cover. Let the brush smolder until it's charred, and remember to put the fire out. The leftover charcoal stays in the soil for millennia and is found all over the world, in particular, the Amazon. I'll have links and more on gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.